So that's it, yes?
Well, there's more, but time-wise, that's it.
Okay. All right. So we'll do another Q&A at some point, dear ones. Please remember to get your questions in early. That would be really great. Okay, but what we'd like to do now, we want to take you on a journey. It's really important for you to have some kind of anchor in the future so that you can look at things in relationship to this future, so you can have an orientation, so you can have a context through which you view your changes of attitude or belief or decisions you want to make or shifts, any kind of shifts and growth that you want to do. Okay? So what we're going to do is this. It's a very simple meditation. We're going to get you in a nice, relaxed mode. You're going to see your future self. Now, this is a future you want, okay? The positive future you. Now, we don't want you to put it too far into the future, okay? But go as far as you need to. You know, you may want to look at your ideal future, the ideal future of the world. In that case, you may want to imagine that, oh, I'm one of those immortals, you know, I'm going to bring the planet through its transition into this new world and so on. So I'm going to envision myself 50 years in the future. If you want to do that, that's fine too. All right. So, but you want to see your future at least a couple of years older than you, maybe 5. Okay. Maybe 10, you know. And this future you is going to look not much older, if at all, than you. It might even look a little younger, okay? This is your chosen future. This is a future you want. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have you and the future blend. And when you blend with your future, then we're going to wake you up into your new future life, into your future life, for you to explore a little bit. Okay? So, let's start. So, first of all, just breathe, relax. You just breathe in normally, but when you exhale, you just kind of drop it, you know? You just kind of let your diaphragm just kind of pop up the way it does when you just exhale. It's like it comes up, and then you inhale, your diaphragm goes down, opens up the space, then when you exhale, you just like drop it, just let it come out. No, you don't have to make a noise, you don't have to hiss it out, you don't have to push it out, just let it drop, okay? So just let's do a few breaths like that. And feel the relaxation just go throughout your whole body. When you drop, you're dropping all the tension. Now the relaxation just flows like a wave from your chest down through your legs, a wave down your arms, a wave out through your head. And so let yourself be relaxed now. Situate yourself comfortably so you can keep doing this. Close your eyes. And put your attention now to your center, wherever that is. Now it could be behind your eyes. It could be in your heart. It could be in your belly. Wherever your sense of center is. Could even be in your head. It could be in some space that's not even in your body, just in your energy body, in your light body. So find that place. And if you want to know what that place is, that's a place where you go when when you seek your origin. In other words, where does your awareness and consciousness come from? It comes from this spot. If you go to this particular place, relaxing your eyes, relaxing your body, you go to this spot, this space, this spot, this place, this, there's a point. Some scientists call it the zero point. It's a point of peace, it's a point of balance. It's just a point of isness. You are. You are. This is you are here. Isness. You go to this spot. You kind of start seeking in this spot, looking into it, sensing into it in whatever way works for you. To find that center, to find that source of you. Now, if you follow this spot, follow this place, if you seek and you see a channel or you see a thread and you follow that thread, you'll go into other dimensions, you'll go into other time, you'll go beyond you, the low, lesser you, beyond the 3D you. But let's not do that right now yet, okay? But from this spot then, what we're going to do is we're going to just suggest that you're going to imagine yourself, your inner eyes being closed too. Imagine yourself in a beautiful place. Just a really nice, beautiful place, maybe in nature, maybe on a mountaintop, maybe in a mountain cabin, maybe, well, wherever, by the ocean, whatever works for you. A beautiful place that you like to be in, that you love to be in. The atmosphere is just so nice for you. So imagine yourself there. Gently, gently, in your inner eyes only, leaving your outer eyes closed. Open your inner eyes now. Open your inner senses now and sense yourself in that place. Sense yourself there. Be there. Feel at peace there. It's beautiful. And if you're not a visual person, it feels so wonderful. Maybe you're by the ocean and you can hear the waves. What does it sound like? What does it smell like? Yeah, what are the sounds? What are the smells? What are the images? Just kind of get yourself there. And as you're just kind of acclimating, you're very comfortable there. You notice you're very comfortable. That's nice. Probably more comfortable than you are in your day-to-day life, in your body. Just so, feels so good. So comfortable. And as you're just kind of enjoying this, letting yourself enjoy the pleasure of it, of being in this beautiful place. You sense a presence. You sense a presence in front of you. And there comes a being who seems almost luminous. And you can see that it's you. Who's coming, who's in this beautiful space with you, who's coming to stand in front of you or to sit in front of you. If you're sitting, it sits. If you're standing, it stands. If you're lying down, it comes and sits near you, a few feet away, not up too close, a few feet away. It comes and pauses. And you look at it, and you look at this future you in the face. Yeah, it looks like you. That's you. That's your eyes. That's your nose. Yep, that's you. And this is you in the future. You're looking good. you're looking perhaps healthier and more vital, kind of shiny and radiant and happy. You look happier. You look pleased with yourself. And not in an ego way, just celebrating yourself, free to be you, empowered. Feel the power of this you. Feel the love radiating out of this you. Feel the calm, the trust that all is well. This is the future you want. Yeah, you did eat. This is here, this future is now. So if you're on the ground or lying down or whatever, you get up. In your future, if the future is sitting, the future self gets up. And you walk over to the future. And between where you are and the future, there is a kind of like a shining path. And you walk this shining path up to the future. Now, the shining path ends right there with the future, whether it's a few feet or a couple of yards or a few meters. You walk up to the future self, look into the future self's eyes, glowing, radiant. The future self extends their arms in acceptance and love and offering a hug. Yes, hug them. Hug. Hug your future self. Let your future self hug you. Feel their radiance. Feel their freedom, their love, their power. Feel their majesty. Feel their success, their happiness, their joy. And now step in. Step into this future self. Go deep. Go into the future self. Feel that feeling. Let yourself drift in that feeling. And you're going to drift now into the future that you want for yourself, for your world. As you drift inside your future you, on track to that beautiful, new, luminous world. At some point you just, in that luminous new world, you open your eyes, your inner eyes. Outer eyes remain closed, but your inner eyes open and it's morning and you're waking up in this future reality. Oh, you look around you in the room. You must be in bed, you stretch. You feel recharged. You sit up and maybe sit on the edge of the bed. You look around. Do you have a partner sleeping with you? Or is it a beautiful bed of your own? You look around the room just the way you would want it. How beautiful this wonderful room is. Your bedroom where you rest. Now get up. Maybe there's a window. Go and look out the window. You see trees and leaves or ocean or something out the window. You put on some clothes. Maybe you go to the bathroom, brush your teeth. Maybe you pee, whatever you need to do. And then notice. It's like in a dream, it's all done. You're all done with the bathroom and you've dressed. What are you wearing? Look down at your feet. What kind of shoes are you wearing? Are you wearing pants? A robe? Is it you just put on your bathrobe or shorts? Or a skirt? What are you wearing? What's going on down there? Oh, okay. Look at your hands. Open your hands, the palm of your hands. Look at your hands. Oh, okay. They look good. I look good. You look in the mirror. You go to the, go to a mirror, look in it. Oh, wow. There you are, looking like this future you that you just saw. And the, what you're wearing, how lovely. You like that. That looks good on you. You're looking good. You're looking great. Now, walk out of your bedroom. Let's say you're going to go drink some water, have some breakfast. Let's just imagine for a moment that you sit down, maybe at the breakfast table, and you think about your life. And you feel so satisfied, you feel so fulfilled, you feel so excited about what's coming, what you're up to. Perhaps you then get up and you just wander around the house and look at what you're doing as a project. Or maybe it's just a little cabin and you go outside. What does it look like out there? Where are you? What's the landscape for you? Is it a city? Is it a remote wilderness? Ocean, mountain, forest? Is it like suburbs with little houses tucked in to the trees here or there? Where are you in the Saints? Just Saints, what your neighborhood looks like. Sense what it feels like to be prosperous, knowing that you have plenty, you have enough. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be totally optimistic about the future? Perhaps you go to a computer and you look at the news of the world. Think about your family, your friends, your community, thinking about what's going on with other people. People having successes, you having successes, sharing them with others. So, what's been your dream? What's in your dream? What's in your imagination? What would you like to have achieved in this new place, in this future place? Feel it. Own it. Where do you share your love with and with whom? What about your financial circumstance? Feel secure, feel the safety. You've got plenty, no concerns about money at all, no scarcity, nothing. Feel the safety. Feel the love of your mate or your friends, family. The love and the safety. Everybody wants love and safety. Feel it. Now, in your imagination, now that you're here in the future, what is it that you would like to see as far as love, as far as safety, as far as your creativity? What difference would you like to see in your culture, in the world? Maybe looking on your computer and seeing a story about a a wonderful story about the restoration and rewilding of the Amazon, say, if that's something you're interested in. Or some legislation that is really works beautifully for everyone. Or a community coming together and dreaming together and creating a safe place for all to participate. Play around with this. Just start sensing it. Imagine it. Play with it. What areas of your life that you want to have more success in? Imagine. Imagine them. Imagine your financial success. Your relationship success. Imagine your health and vitality. And perhaps even some healing protocols that you've developed, that you've experienced, you've shared. Feel the freedom to find what interests you and the freedom for everyone else to follow their interests. But the love and the safety, that's the most important thing. Feel that. Feel that. Love and safety. And put a beautiful layer of frosting on that cake of the joy and the happiness we talked about earlier. Just feel these feelings. Feel how natural and normal these feelings are in this future. And know that somehow or another, changes happened in the past years to this future that enabled people to come together to create a society with harmony and love and individuality respected and honored and the freedom of all to be. The freedom to make choices about your own body. To be educated and empowered in whatever field or area of interest that you have. And for everyone to get the knowledge and the wisdom that they want. A world without poverty. What would that feel like? How does that love and safety then extend to all people? What would it feel like if the political system were harmonious and unified? Unified in the sense of allowing and supporting everyone having what they desire. Feel it. It's more a feeling than anything. We can't give you all the stories that show up on the news. But you know what the frequency is on the news generally. If it bleeds, it leads. What would it be like if the news was, if it's victorious and joyous and celebratory, it leads. If it's loving, it leads. What would that feel like as natural and normal to you? Imagine, natural and normal. It's just natural that there's plenty for everybody. It's just natural and normal that the environment is clean. People aren't dying of pollutions and toxins. People can choose their own philosophy. Indeed, your spiritual path is unique to you. Everyone, there's billions of people on the planet, and everybody has their own spiritual path. And in this future, there may not be as many people on the planet. There's more nature, fewer people, and people are happy? How do you travel and get around? Do you fly? You have your little personal car that lifts up and silently flies like a UFO? What would it be like if there was no more pollution? If there was free energy? If people could have every amount of energy they wanted? What would that feel like? What's the energy of it? Go for the energy of it. If you get some pictures or you get some stories, great. If not, just keep feeling the energy. It's natural and normal in this future to have this world be the way it is. This wonderful world, this luminous new world where everyone is respected and there's kindness with each other. Competition is minimal to none. Even in athletics, people are really competing with their own personal best, if they want to do that. Just feel it. Explore. All right, so bring your attention back to this future you standing there, sitting there, wherever you ended up. And get up now and or leave that place and return to your bedroom, to your beautiful home, whether it be a cabin, or whether it's a mantle, doesn't matter. You have all the time in the world. You have all the space you need. You can live wherever you like. Feel that freedom. Feel that safety. Return to your bedroom. Crawl back in that wonderful, wonderful bed. The temperature is just right. Pull the covers up, snuggle in. Close your eyes and drift. And as you drift through a starry sky where all the stars are points of light, and those points of light are beings who love you, who witness you, your friends. And some of those points of light move from their position and come together and form a big ball of stars, shining bright, and sending a beam of light down to you and around you, and surrounding you. This is the way we show ourselves, and we surround you with our love. And in our love, with you, we're going to dream this future together with you. Let yourself just drift and drift and drift and feel the love and feel the sparkles of light. Maybe it's your favorite color surrounding you. Relax into our love and to our holding you in our caring. And float, float together. Creating a pathway from this anchor of the future that you have created. Back, reverse engineering, back to the present with you to bring this energy back to the here and now. And so now let yourself drift back into your current day body, sitting wherever you've been sitting. Feel your body. Allow yourself to now gently open your physical eyes. And take a deep breath. This time, take a really big breath and then, you know, let it out. Shake your arms or pat your legs. Your back. We're still with you, though. Let us work with you through the night tonight, through the day, through the night, till you get up in the morning tomorrow. And let us work to anchor that future anchor and the channel between that to your present self, to anchor that in now, in your body, in your mind, now. All right. all right. We have so enjoyed working with you today. We've enjoyed sharing information and answering your questions and had so much fun with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're so honored that you came today to participate in this. This is one of the most important things that's going on in your whole reality is the dreaming of the future. So thank you for coming and participating with that, even though you didn't know that was what it's going to be. But thank you for coming anyway. We surround you all with our light. Looking forward to any other time we can work with you. And surrounding you with our love, continuing that love from now till tomorrow morning. All right. Farewell, dear one.